like most things in this state, the Kentucky travels a very great distance to go a very short way. The limestone palisades here prove tough buggers. The river must wind a circuitous route through and around them. In total, in 2 days, we paddle 3 bends and 20 miles to travel maybe 6. Taking our time, we spend the day rounding Polly's Bend on our way to Jessamine Creek. The day passes pleasantly with my good friend, Northrop Center, unfolding to me his story of the river here. A native of Garrett County, my friend has roots in the area that reach back to the days of General Wilkinson. His ancestor, a John Robert J.R. Shaw, arrived in Kentucky in the early 1790s. Shaw came to the bluegrass from the greater Cincinnati area, but he was originally from England. He had arrived to the colonies in the 1770s to quell the revolution as a member of the King's Army. Captured by the insurgents in the Carolinas, his ancestors later escaped imprisonment in Pennsylvania, a British subject in colonial America. After kicking around the Keystone Colony and working odd jobs, Shaw saw the light, signed up for the rebel army, and forthwith was dispatched to Fort Hamilton near Cincinnati. Here, he became a digger of wells, a well digger.
He dug Cincinnati's first.
My friend was insistent on this point. By this time in the story, already halfway through the Lefroy, my good friend had stopped paddling and pulled out a leather-bound booklet, which he began to wave around as evidence, apparently to some point he was trying to make.
God damn it, I'm telling you the truth. It's in here, all of it.
He tossed the book over 4 feet of dark river water, landing it snug in my lap. Not knowing what to look for, I opened the rotting diary and began to read. Sure enough, a crude scribbling on the journal front page read, "Property of J.R. Shaw." Thumbing through the faded pages, I soon lost myself in the story and followed idly behind. Shaw spent his first Kentucky years here on the river as a jack of trades, a digger of wells, a quarrier of stone, a burner of lime, and a blower of many mill seats. Eventually, J.R. would move on to quasi-respectability in Lexington, where he would continue to work as a tinker until his death, losing one eye, 4 fingers, 1 thumb, and 7 toes in the process. I found much of this out later, as the diary only covered Shaw's Hickman Creek years, stopping at the exact time Shaw left the river bottom for Lexington. From the at times wildly fantastic scrawlings, I managed to jot down some passages from the diary, most of which concerned Shaw's earliest days at Camp Nelson in Hickman Creek.
After crossing Steele's Ferry, I traveled along the north side of the Kentucky River until I came to Joseph M. Lane's, where I blew some rocks for him. I proceeded to the mouth of Hickman. Mr. Ballinger, the ferryman, observing my intoxication, would not admit me onto the boat. Consequently, I returned to the ferry house, where I spent the remainder of my hard-earned money, the result of which was a violent attack of the bottle fever. After recovering from my indisposition, I commenced digging a well for John Biswell, 4 miles back to the ferry. A storm coming on prevented me from progressing, therefore turned to my old trade of frolicking. The result, as usual, the bottle fever. Afflicted with it, I was one night lying in the tavern before the fire when I was disturbed by a parcel of ruffians consisting of Major Maston Clay, Lieutenant Spence, and
We're here.
We're where? I looked up from JR's life.
Jessamine Creek. We'll set up camp, then a hike to Fraggle Rock.
I followed behind again. Together we entered the stream, cutting right before quickly angling back left. Jessamine's overgrown bottoms inched in upon us, swallowing slowly the open spaces of the Kentucky flowing away behind.